Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Friday, May 27th, 2011. This is audio boom number 91. Well, hey, it's the Friday before a long weekend, and boy, it's been tough for me to get some alone time to get an audio boo out, but as you can see from the blog, it's even been tough for me to get anything done during the day this week. I've been doing most of my blogging at night, but did want to talk a little bit about the market. This was the fourth week down in a row, but it wasn't as bad as it seemed, right? Because even though we've been down 4 weeks in a row, today was only fractionally down. It was like less than, this week was only fractionally down. It was like less than 1% down. And we really had a nice comeback late in the week, so we kind of rallied up. So really, we're only, just a few percent away from the bull market highs, so, or at least this rally's high. So how bad is it, really? It's, we're right there. So for folks who want to sell in May, we're right there. I mean, it's almost like we're getting a second chance. And that leads me to this article at Yahoo Finance. Keep raising cash. Better entry points ahead, strategist says. And of course, this is a site with a video, which I hate to open at work. So luckily, I opened it at home today. But it starts off by saying, whether or not you caught the sell in May, rotate to defensive trades this month. The good news is you're not too late. With stocks pairing losses these last 3 days, the long-awaited correction is looking a little thin now that we're down less than 3% for the month. And that's just fine with Paul Simon. It's time to take money off the table. Well, I'm watching that too, and I'm thinking that even though I'm a conservative, I wouldn't say I'm not short or anything like that, and I'm not really aggressively on the sidelines or anything, but I'm definitely have a lower beta than I normally do. And that's been that way for a while if you follow the blog, so that's all I want to say about that. Selling May, another chance. I don't know. You know, there's some dogs barking outside. I don't know if you can pick up that. But anyways, the next thing I wanted to talk about is, I have a bunch of stuff here. I'm just going to let it go. I want to talk about what I just blogged about, and those are the two stock apps I found on the iPhone in the App Store. One of them is called Stock Genie 2, and the other one's called the Stock Mentor. Now, I can't remember how much Stock Genie 2 was. I think it was a little bit more pricey. What it does is it gives you stock picks every single day, long, short, whatever. It boasts a really good track record the last few years. I've been watching it the last couple weeks. I actually bought the app and I've been watching it, and it hasn't impressed me too much, but remember, we are in a down market the last 4 weeks. So, I don't know. But considering that it states that it's done well the past couple years, and it does short as well. So, I don't know. It's kind of funny. With the app, you do lose visibility of the trade after a few days. So if you're trying to keep track of what the guy picked, you have to kind of keep track of it in a spreadsheet or something. It's kind of interesting. The other thing, too, is that it doesn't look like the app actually updates things in a timely manner as far as how far up or down he is. So sometimes those kind of slide off the page if you're trying to look on how he's done. So you almost have to kind of take his word for it on the gains and losses. But there, I have seen some pretty good winners there the weeks I've been following it. I've seen some decent-sized losers. It seems to me that sometimes after he makes the pick, it's almost like, well, gee, if I wait a couple days, and the stops are really tight, so if you get stopped out, don't be surprised if 2 days later you'd see the stock higher. Again, I did trade a couple times with it, but for the most part, I'm just standing by and watching it. It's kind of more for amusement purposes only. The second app is called the Stock Mentor. And Stock Mentor basically goes long or short the S&P 500. And it may just do it time and time and time again. It only has a three-month track record posted on the website, and it's a few percent a month. It doesn't look like it's horrible. I don't know if it's going to outperform just buy and hold and ignoring it, or trying to do something else, or for me, doing what I normally do. But I just found it the other day. So I have it on my iPhone, and it was free. So Stock Mentor, it was free, and it cost, I think they charge you either 99 cents or $1.99 for push notices. So whenever he makes a change, he'll send you a message. I'm not sure if I'm there yet, but I do kind of watch it for fun to see, hey, is he long, is he short? But again, only for the past couple days. It may or may not mean anything. It probably doesn't mean anything. But the funny thing is, hey, there's an app for that now, Stock Picks. Unbelievable. Well, hey, it's the Friday before Memorial Day weekend. It's the unofficial start of summer. I hope you're having a great one. And the music in the background is from Podsafe Music at musicalley.com. This is The Idiot Show with Rob Skane. See ya.
yes is no. Status quo. Up is down. You chase your tail around. It's an idiot show. An idiot show. In is out. Whisper is a shout. Dark is light. I never got it right in the idiot show. Idiot show. Who I thought that I was. Who I thought that I could trust. When it all came down, I was nowhere to be found. In the idiot show. The same old fight. Every single night. Truth is a lie. Hello means goodbye in the idiot show. The idiot show. Yes is no. Stop is go. Up is down. You chase your tail around. You chase your tail around. Chase your tail around. It's an